WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our film critic John Powers has been thinking about what we want from movies and wondering if that's changed in the light of September 11th.
As the terrorist attacks unfolded last week, you constantly heard people say that it was like a movie. Yet the comparison cuts the other way, too. Many of our movies are themselves a kind of attack. Loud, sensational, and morally bankrupt. That's why, within hours of the assault, Hollywood had to start revamping its release schedule, pushing back pictures like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Collateral Damage, whose title says it all. They knew that America woke up that morning and realized that mass destruction was no longer quite so entertaining. Of course, we still yearn to see made-up stories, but the people I've been meeting now want something different. They keep asking if I can recommend something warm, something with a feel for what it means to be human. The movie I send them to is Together, a funny, touching Swedish film about an ABBA-era Stockholm commune that's actually about the desire for utopia. Like the film, the commune is named Together, and it's populated with a wide range of types. There's the sensible leader, Joran, who believes that a commune is like porridge, everyone mushed together into a life-giving whole. And then there's his sexually frustrated girlfriend, Lena. There's the communist, Eric, who warns the others they'll be shot after the revolution. There's Anna, who's discovered she's a lesbian, and so dumped her sardonic boyfriend, Lassie, who's himself adored by the gay house member, Klaus, who comes complete with a pageboy. And then there are their two kids, Moon and Tet. They all believe in leftist politics, vegetarianism, and sexual openness. They don't have a TV, they disapprove of Christmas presents, and they dance for joy when they hear of the death of the Spanish dictator Franco. Their little paradise starts to change when Joran's suburban sister Elizabeth walks out on her violent husband and comes to the commune with her two children, the normally named Stefan and Eva. This ordinary trio arrives to find Anna and Lassie in the kitchen, both with their pants down, arguing whether it's obscene or natural to walk around that way. But if the newcomers find this strange world disorienting, their arrival also unsettles the commune, altering the group's delicate equilibrium. Gender roles shift, people lose their illusions, hypocrisies lay themselves bare. Soon, everybody seems rather childish. Together was written and directed by Lukas Moodysson, who 3 years ago did Show Me Love, a gentle film about two teenage girls falling for each other in a provincial Swedish town. Moodysson's not a great stylist, nor does he have the daring approach to character of, say, Mike Leigh. But he has a gift for capturing behavior, and his delicate comic touch makes Together very funny, sometimes painfully so. In one scene, Lena sleeps with the communist Eric, then goes back to tell her boyfriend Joran exactly how wonderful it was. She's had her first orgasm. Joran just lies there, pretending to seem happy for her. Moodysson's especially great with the kids. Much of Together's action is viewed through their eyes, and they start rebelling against the dream world the grown-ups are creating. They have to picket for the right to eat meat. Near the end, 13-year-old Eva says simply, "All adults are idiots." And her young boyfriend replies simply, "I know." But Moodysson's too smart to make that the ultimate verdict. For while the adults in the movie are often silly or selfish, they're also actively grappling with the big questions of life. How do you find community without giving up your sense of self? How do you follow noble ideals that clash with your personal feelings? How do you live decently in a world that often isn't decent? While the commune's philosophy can become as self-parodic as its poster of Che Guevara, the movie makes it clear that even in their excesses, the communards are blessed with the desire for utopia. They're honorable people trying to find a way to transcend the outside world they inherited, a world filled with troubles, mindless consumerism, personal loneliness, the second-class status of women, the colonization of the mind by mass culture. And in certain lovely moments, moments that can't last on this earth, this ragtag group actually does find transcendence. They offer us a giddy vision of how good life could be.
John Powers is executive editor of LA Weekly.